Well, in the first half, we've played, especially a team who was second in the league. I mean, I don't think they had a kick of the ball, really. I can't remember my goalkeeper having a shot to save, a cross to take. They've got exciting players in wide areas, but we defended well. I couldn't ask for more than the team, apart from, you know, not taking them chances. And if I'm honest, that's a worrying situation for me, because we've created enough. You know, Robbie Coren, 6 yards out, you would expect his ability. Quinn, Aluko, then Simpson towards the end is just... We haven't taken them, and that's the frustration of it. But overall, the way we played was much, much better, and a good response, and a big response from the team that we played on Saturday.
You played Robbie up front tonight. What was their thinking there?
Well, I just thought that the movement of Aluko and Coren would cause them problems and have people running from midfield. You know, people are going to come and play against us now and go deep and try and play on the counter-attack. And that's what we encountered again. You know, I can't remember a team who's gone and played two strikers up against us, for instance. So, you know, people are showing us that respect. I just thought Jay looked a bit tired over the last couple of games, and, you know, he looked a bit jaded, and a rest will do him the bit of good and hopefully freshen him up a bit. And I just decided to play Aluko and Coren with their movement. And certainly for an hour, some of the football we played, they just couldn't live with us, unfortunately. We've created the chances, but didn't take them, which is annoying.
In the end, David Stockdale's earned this corn for you tonight, hasn't
he? Well, I thought he was really good on Saturday. He's got a calm and influence about him, which has helped us. And, of course, when you need your goalkeeper to make a save, it would have been unjust, though, if that had been... the winner, then you do go home and kick the cat, because we certainly didn't deserve that. But great bit of skill from Zaha, which you know he's got, and a great save from David, which has won us the point.
What about the Robbie Brady incident on Zaha in the second half? My gut instinct from up there was there could be a red here when he blocked him. What did you think?
I have to see on the video and the DVD, because
the
ball went through to the goalkeeper. So right. I don't think then it was a red card, because I don't think he was in control of the ball. Whoever hit it, I thought at the time, did Robbie get the touch? It's difficult when it's a quick. Overall, I thought the referee did very well on a few occasions, because it's not easy. I'll have a look at it. Maybe we got away with one. Yeah. But I think whoever hit it went straight to the goalkeeper, so there wasn't a goal cup not scoring opportunity, because he wouldn't have got control of the ball, even if Robbie hadn't tackled him.
You made 4 changes tonight. Were you happy with the players that came in?
Yeah, I was. I mean, Corey Evans can feel a little bit hard done by, really. Mm. You know, we made a change because at Birmingham, I thought of the physicality of Oliver and Jana, we needed. And then, of course, because we've won, then you think, well, we've won again. And it's always difficult in management whether you make changes or not. But I thought there was a life about us, and I thought there was good penetration from us. And I thought it was a good game, even though it was 0-0. We've had 18, 19 attempts on their target to something like 3 from them, so... It was a good point, well earned, and I suppose inevitable that we're going to get a draw sometime.
Yeah, true, first one of the season. What about Robbie Brady's performance coming in on the left side, his first start for him?
Well, I thought his first half performance was excellent. He tired a bit, and he got a bit ragged, which is normal. When you come and play in the big league, whether you're from Man United or Barcelona, if you don't play competitive football week in and week out, and you're playing the reserves, it's difficult, and he tired a bit, but then he become a bit ragged. But the first half, some of the crosses he put in the box were just magnificent. I just wish maybe I was on the end of one or two, because I'd have scored. Well, maybe.
Yeah, no, maybe. No. I've seen you play. I think you probably would have. Are you worried that maybe you're creating all these chances and you're not taking them?
Well, you've seen us all year, and that is an Achilles heel. We keep having 5 or 6 or 7. And when I see teams, you know, play against us, they have 1 or 2 and take one. And it is a concern, because the higher up you go, the less chances you do create. And especially when you get towards the top of the championship at home, people coming to play against you, go deep, let you have the ball and trying to open them up. You've got to take your chances, and that's a frustration. But that's why they cost the most money. That's why anybody who scores 20 goals, that's why they get paid more than anybody else. They are the ones that make the difference to your team. And I've said it all along, that your team's only as good as your strikers. Mm.
Have you got anybody lined up? Will you make a move in January?
Well, we'll analyse the next 5-6 games. I'm really, really pleased with the squad I've got. Mm-hmm. You know, we're having a right good go at it. You know, we're there or thereabouts. We've got over half a way to play. We've got, you know, some good players here. And of course, we're always looking. My job is always to knock on the door, and I will. And, you know, we've already brought six or seven players in. So if there's a chance to go and get a striker who's going to make a difference to us, then make no mistake, I'll go and knock on the door.
Okay. Any injuries out there tonight?
No, everybody's okay. We've got some bruised and battered people, especially my lad. I don't know how many involvements he was in, but I think we'll be okay.
Just a check on Tom Kenny and Jack Hobbs. Are they getting another run?
They both play tomorrow at North Ferriby, yeah.
Okay, and if they come through that, when's likely involvement, Steve, first team-wise?
Well, if they both come through that, then they've done got through two, three games, and especially Hobbsy. And then if he gets 90 minutes tomorrow, then, you know, he's got through three games. It's just then when he's ready for the return. It's like a new player coming back for us. And make no mistake, he'll have a big part to play. He's the captain of the club and captain of the team, and we look forward to the day when I think he's ready. But he's been out a long, long time, so I'll make sure he is ready before we pitch him in.
And in fairness, your defenders have done all right. Well, whoever you've thrown in there.
Well, I thought tonight we were excellent defensive. It was nice to keep a clean sheet again, and you know we added because of the pace of Crystal Palace. That's why we went with the lads who could run tonight, who were quick across the ground. And McShane again come in and did a really decent job, which I'm pleased. He's got two, three cuts. If he just calms down a bit and takes that rashness away, then he's back to where he should be.